Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye! Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well. It has been a struggle over the last while to just get my life together. I mentioned it in last week's episode that the week prior was crazy work-wise, and it was. There was just a lot of work to get done in a very short amount of time, and load shedding did not help at all. The way the schedule changes, they ease up, they increase, they just throw you out so much. I swear, by the time everyone is like 70, they're just gonna have unrelenting stress issues and heart palpitations, because load shedding is gonna be a trigger word for them. Like, you're gonna get PTSD flashbacks of just darkness and things switching off unnecessarily, and it's gonna cause problems. That aside, I've ranted, I'm not gonna do it. I'm leaving Eskom where they deserve to be, in the dark, and I'm moving on. So today's episode is weirdly enough funny to talk about, because it's not a very nice thing, but I'm putting a very positive spin on it. I've been mentioning this over the last while relentlessly for some unknown reason, and when I dig deep and I journal about it, it kind of keeps scratching that surface to the deeper issue. The thing I've discovered is loneliness. Like, I didn't realize how lonely I am until I started speaking to my friends and visiting them and going out for coffee with family members and hanging out with people one-on-one to forge true connection. And that is not something that's easy. It's hard work. It's not something that should be taken for granted, even though I have, because I live in a household. I live with more than one person. I live with enough people to keep me company that I don't feel that loneliness. And I mentioned this last year in the loneliness episode, that when you left to your own devices and you are literally all alone, that feeling creeps up. And if you don't have anyone to talk to about it, it's gonna smack you in the face like a brick. Ever since then, I've been trying to figure it out, and it's taken me months. This is not a revelation that came overnight. It's not something that just hit me at 2 a.m. and was like, ooh, take note, sleep on. No, like I said, it's been slowly scratching the surface, and I've finally hit pay dirt. And then you gotta heft that chest out of the ground and open it and be like, oof, now I gotta sift through all these things. But at least you can read and you are aware of what it says. And that is the thing. I've realized what it is. And realizing this loneliness has made me rethink a lot about the future and what I actually want in my life. Because I've always said I've wanted to just live alone and be away. Being away for the weekend is fine. Being away for days and weeks and months on end, not fine. Definitely not fine. I've had to realign and refocus on my future. And funny enough, my friend's voice note that, yes, I did eventually get back to, mentioned exactly this. Focusing on what you want. And we actually discussed a bit of a journaling, manifestation, future-focused writing thing, where you can just make a little life book about what you actually want, and not to be superficial about it. Not be like, I want this person to look like that celebrity who is the latest People magazine cover for sexiest man or woman alive. Like, that is not the superficial nonsense you need to be writing down. Like, you need to be writing down the characteristics you want them to have, the things and characteristics you want to portray for yourself. You know, set your goals, set your standards, set your boundaries. And I think that's important, because making sure you end up where you want to end up, you need to be aware of what it is you're getting yourself into. And that's, I think, something that people don't understand going into a lot of things in life, whether it's a career, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a big ticket purchase. I mean, even just using that last one as an example, you could use buying a car. as an example of this. There are a lot of things that you need to be aware of. What type of petrol does this car take? What kind of insurance do you need for this car? What are the specs of the car? Does it handle well on a dirt road? Is it equipped for 4x4? Is it meant for short distances? Is it meant for long distances? Is the economy on the car good? Are you getting bang for your buck? And sometimes you'll drive the car, you'll like it, you'll use it and be like, you know what? This is not for me. I do not need a 4x4 because I never go camping, I never go hiking, I don't drive dirt roads. And then you have to change your mind. So you need to kind of do your research on what you want and where you want to be. You need to start at point A, which is where you are now, and know what you want to do and be by the time you get to point Z. And the thing is, there's a whole alphabet in between those two points. Because yes, you're gonna make mistakes at point B. You're gonna learn something new at point C. And point D is actually gonna just recalibrate you and be like, nope, you need to be going way left and you've been going right the whole time. So it's trial and error. I always like to use a ping pong ball on those machines you played at the arcade where, you know, you hit the ground running and then suddenly you're just going left, right, zigzag, zigzag, boom. End of game. And you have to start over. Like, things can escalate that quickly. But sometimes you just need to see it through, learn the lesson, and start over with a new game plan. Because that's just life. It's not always going to go the way you planned. And that brings me kind of done with the preface, which took way too long. I know I tried to keep it short, but sometimes they get a bit long. This one's gonna be long, the next one's gonna be long. The goal update might be long, we'll see. But the thing I wanted to focus on after that whole rambling bit was intentional living and focusing on what you truly want. And I know last week I was a bit vague because I was late for that episode, but it was because I've been trying to focus on doing me and living intentionally. And there's a lot of things we don't want to do, but we have to do. And finding the easiest way to get those things done has been a priority for me, but also prioritizing my own intentional living times. And by that, I mean where I would previously just be very docile and, yeah, okay, I'll sit here when I actually have other things to do. I'm now more of, do you need me to do this or not? Because I have things I need to do and there is a deadline on them, so I can't waste time sitting here for no good reason. And that has been powerful in changing the way things are done by me and for me, because I got a voucher from a very good friend who I helped last year, and she gave me the voucher out of nowhere. It wasn't for Christmas, it wasn't for my birthday, it's just a thank you for helping me when I needed it. And I was so grateful because it was actually a spa voucher, which I went to last week, and it was incredible. I think I will eventually put it up on Instagram. I'm getting there, trust me. But the place is called Coco Vogue Beauty Bar. It's in Edward Street, Tiger Valley side, and holy crap, they were incredible. I got a full body massage, a head massage, I got my nails buffed, the whole shebang, and it was so amazing. I even bought the towels there for the session, and I intend to only use it when I go there. Just to kind of keep embracing that good memories and things, keeping it exciting and the anticipation building. But yeah, I went for the massage and I went after work, so it's a bit late, which means because it was Tuesday, I didn't get to record and upload and edit last week's episode. And then it was also the Mother's Day episode, so I had to wait until after Mother's Day to record what happened on Mother's Day. And then it was just chaos. So yeah, life has been hectic, but I've been getting around to it. And intentional living is very misunderstood sometimes, because a lot of people are like, IDGAF, or they'll be like, I don't care. And I think both of those words, or rather the word and the acronym, have been taken out of context or definitely misinterpreted, because not caring about something is not an insult. I'm gonna say that again for the people in the back. Saying I don't care is not an insult, especially to the person hearing the words. So before you jump on your high horse, let me explain. Saying I don't care is being intentional about the bucket of emotional energy that you have. Every time someone comes along and says something or does something and you have to care about that, you're scooping out of your bucket and putting into theirs. If you have to care and scoop out of your energy bucket and give to every single person coming past you in a day, your bucket will be empty in like 10 minutes. Let's not even lie. But being intentional and saying, I don't care about this particular thing, please move on, is not an insult. You are not willing to expend your precious energy on things that have no relevance to you for you in your context. If someone comes up to you and talks to you about a show you don't plan to watch, you have no interest in, and you don't care about, why should you spend the energy listening to them about that show? You could easily just say something along the lines of, I don't plan on watching that show, I'm not interested in hearing about it, sorry. You don't even have to add sorry. You can just be like, I don't want to talk about that, thank you, because I'm not interested in it in any way, shape, or form. And you can find something else. Or someone can awkwardly walk away, up to you. But being intentional about what you spend your energy on is a good fail-safe for yourself, especially for people like me who are prone to just saying yes and giving their all and having nothing left for themselves. So saying you don't care about something, you aren't interested in something, is not an insult. You just want to live your best life. And just because you're not interested in something doesn't mean you're not interested in the person. You can like different things. You don't have to have everything the same. Because what's interesting about that? There's no fun. What's the point? So, living intentionally has been something I've been trying to do. And it's not easy. It's not fun. A lot of people don't like telling others no. And I get that completely. But definitely protecting your energy is something you need to do. And having a solid boundary in place or a go-to for when those situations pop up, I think is key. Because I'm someone who struggles with that. And my recent thing has just been to ask, like, do you need me to do this? And I will reiterate that sometimes by emphasizing, do you need me to do this? Is there someone else that can do this, or do I have to do this? Because I have other things I need to do. And usually, not gonna lie, a lot of times I do get shouted at because of that, because it seems like I'm giving attitude when I'm not. It just comes across aggressive because, like I said, it's not what you are saying, it's what the other person is hearing. They are misinterpreting what you are saying, even if it's simple and crystal clear. That is okay. That's fine. But communication is key. And emphasizing that you had a plan, you had other things you wanted to do in this time, and it's allocated, and keeping in mind load shedding, people tend to be understanding. So just explain. If you don't want to, don't feel you have to. That is something that you definitely need to make firm and be very strict about. So, circling back to the highlighted overall point of intentional living, I have been definitely trying to do that, especially with my goal update coming up in like 2 weeks, I think, which, yeah, it's been ebb and flow, especially this last 5 weeks, 6 weeks, which is the halfway point, kind of. And I have just decided to reevaluate, reassess, and buckle down, because having something just arbitrarily be like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna do that, or, oh yeah, okay, I'm gonna do that, that does not work. You need to write it down, make a plan, break the plan down, set deadlines, like basic goals. What's that thing? You need to make your goals SMART. They need to be measured. They need to be timed. Like all those things that needs to be done. And having to reassess everything is not fun, but it's definitely needed. And one of the things I can definitely say is I've definitely been intentional about my environment. I've cleared clutter. I've gotten rid of some things. I've minimized things. I've cleaned out things. And I will definitely be doing episodes on this end of the year because it's taking me literal months to do this. But I'm definitely decluttering pieces of my life and my space. And it is a journey. The journey's fun. The destination, I'm sure, will be amazing. But it's definitely a mission. It's not something you can do overnight. And someone I love to watch is Susie J. Todd on YouTube, where she just does like complete overhauls. She did her wardrobe and her room and her diet. And I'm just like, you did this in a day, in 2 days. She doesn't sleep. I'm just like, no. If that works for you, go for it. You do you. But that is not gonna work for me, and I'm okay with that. I'm, as you know, slow, gradual changes lead to big results. I can't emphasize that enough. But yeah, that is definitely something I definitely need to work on. I definitely need to pick up, and I definitely need to get through a lot of stuff. One goal I've set for myself is inbox zero, and that terrifies me because I get a lot of emails for stupid stuff. And this is going to be part of a digital declutter thing I'm going to do. But I currently have over 19,000 emails because I just look at the emails and I'm like, okay, cool, I'll get back to this. Fun fact, I didn't get back to it. So yeah, that's fun. But it is what it is. And I'm just dealing with it slowly. I've been putting in time here and there during adverts to go through emails on my phone. When I have time, I sit on my laptop and I go through them more in depth. And you'll be surprised at the stuff you can easily just be like, why do I even do that? Now unsubscribe. Just unsubscribe. Like, it's that simple. And we overestimate the simplicity of something when taking 5 minutes to go through your emails, unsubscribe from things you no longer use. The famous phrase of it no longer serves you. Like, no, it doesn't. Get rid of it, and get rid of it fast, because the more you put it off, the more it just doesn't get done, and then it's just gonna linger. So do it, get it done, move on with your life. You'll be better for it. So yeah, living intentionally is good when you focus on the right things. And I think that is where deep work, or rather self-work, comes in. You need to look inside yourself and let go of your ego and figure out what you truly want, because the ego generally is the thing that holds you back. It puts others in front of you and makes you kind of measure up to what they think you need to look like. The moment you throw that out the window, you're good. Because a phrase I've been asking myself is, when is enough enough? At what point are you going to be okay with what you've got, with what you've achieved, with what you want to do in life? And if your dreams don't terrify you, they aren't big enough. But once you are able to be comfortable with what you already have, you won't be held back. And that's a weird thing, so let me just expand a little. Once you are comfortably safe with what you've got, you will have no fears. Like, once you have a stable home environment, once you are emotionally taken care of, once your finances are secure, once you have a decent career or job that can sustain you and your basic needs are met, you can start dreaming big. And then you can just fly. But until you reach that point, you can't. And that's why I'm saying, when is enough enough? When is enough in your savings account enough to allow you the freedom to dream big and go for things? When is enough of your home big enough for you to be okay with? When is your wardrobe enough for you to be like, okay, cool, I have enough stuff, I don't need any more? When is enough enough? Asking yourself that question, and this is me talking to me, asking when enough is enough in each of the areas of life that I did at the beginning of the year has helped immensely, because breaking it down into those different sections and various subsections, for example, the finance one. When is enough in your savings enough for you to be okay? When is enough in a savings for a home deposit enough for you going forward? When is your income enough? When is your salary going to be enough for you to be like, okay, cool, this is my salary, I'm okay with earning this because I want to make sure I have the freedom after work to pursue other things? When is enough enough? And that varies person to person, situation to situation. It even varies year to year for that same person, because the person you were 6 months ago, last year, 2 years ago, could be in a different situation to the present you. And that is life. Constantly growing, evolving, and changing, and so do you. You need to keep up with that pace. And that is something that a lot of people misinterpret as trying to keep up with the Joneses, when you're more just trying to keep up with the interest rate and the inflation. There's a huge difference. And once you find that difference, I think you'll find your line in the sand of enough. And once you are able to build a wall there, you can do great things. And that's where I think I'll end it, on that mic drop. So that's it for me. The song of the week is Daydream by Lily Miola. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I'm so sorry. And it's an old song. The song was a single that came out in 2021. A friend of mine posted this on their Instagram. They also sent me the song when we were just going back and forth messaging. And the song just hit different. Like, there's no other way to describe it. The song just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was just like, yes, 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 yes. So go listen to it. I'll see if I can leave it linked below in the show notes on my Instagram, wherever, however. And do yourself a favor. Listen to it. Rethink your life. Find when enough is enough for you. And live intentionally after that. Because why aren't you? Why aren't you living your life for you by your standards? So yeah, that's it from me. Keep being a better being, and I'll see you in next week's episode. Love you. Bye.